Hey, look, thank you all for being here. And I wanted to share with you some thoughts about the and my reaction to the indictments that our partners, the U.S. Attorney's Office, announced last week involving allegations of criminal wrongdoing, criminal enterprises, and corruption within the Baltimore City Detention Center. And let me begin with a few thoughts, and then we'll open it up to some questions. First and foremost, there is no more important responsibility that any of us in public service have than the responsibility of public safety. This is what motivated me to get into public service. It's what gets me out of bed every single day. And this has fight goes on because there are lives to be saved. And for all of the progress that we've made, there is still a lot more work to be done. The indictments that were announced last week were the culmination of a coordinated effort by the Maryland Prison Task Force, a prison task force which was initiated by our Secretary of Public Safety. In fact, he was the first signer of that MOU. And it was the culmination of a lot of unprecedented coordination with federal, state, and local law enforcement, including the very good and courageous work of a lot of employees of the Maryland Department of Corrections who helped make this case. I also especially want to thank our partners at the FBI and our partner Rod Rosenstein, our U.S. attorney, who has been an outstanding partner in Maryland's fight to reduce violent crime and Maryland's fight to push back against gang violence and its corrosive and corruptive effect in some of our prisons and jails in our state. I share the public's revulsion at these allegations, and we have a zero tolerance policy towards corruption of any kind, including corruption within public safety, law enforcement, or corrections. If we continue to work together, I believe that we can make even more progress. But it is because, and it is because, of the revulsion that all of us have towards violent murder gangs in our state that I view these indictments as a very positive achievement and a very positive development in our fight to dismantle gangs, and which I believe are the primary threat to public safety in our state. There is a lot more work to be done. With this phase of this investigation closed and with these indictments announced, please don't think for a moment that this is the end of the ongoing coordination. This coordination with federal, state, and local partners is effective. It is unprecedented, and there is more work to be done. Secretary Maynard has, in essence, moved his operations, his command location, into the Baltimore City Detention Center. Much of that work is already in motion. And again, I am very, very appreciative of the work of our partners, the U.S. Attorney, the FBI, and also the courageous men and women of the Maryland Department of Public Safety and Corrections, whose coordination made this case possible. And be glad to answer any questions as best I can.
Governor, why aren't the corrections officers who were indicted, why are they still technically employed by the state? If this had been any other institution, if this had been a school, if this had been a police agency, if this had been a hospital, and that kind of behavior was found out, that employee would have been fired. Why aren't these corrections officers?
No, Rob, we are following the letter of the law with regard to these correction officers, and I believe that they're currently suspended without pay. Let me also just say a cautionary word up front. I'm going to comment very little about the specifics of this case and the allegations in this case. I'm going to keep my remarks broad so as not to undermine in any way this prosecution.
Does that law need to be changed, that Corrections Officers Bill of Rights?
Look, there is no perfect law, and if there's a need to tweak that law or to change it in any way, we will.
Governor, Jane? Many people wonder why the